So the Pair Bob Mishnah Aleph, Bishami Imrim, Hefker Laniyam Hefker. Bishami said, somebody who is master is property, but only for Aniyam. Makes his property Hefker in the stipulation that only poor people can be zochen in it. The wealthy people cannot take it. This is also a valid form of Hefker. And whoever is zochen from the Hefker would be punished for taking off Meister from this produce. And the din is that produce that is from Hefker is punished from Meister, and even though in this case you are not mocked to everybody, you're only mocked to the Ani, and that's also a valid form of Hefker. Beishami learned this out from Laket Shecha and Pea. At Laket Shecha and Pea, it's Hefker only for Aniim. Only Aniim can take Laket Shecha Pea. Yet it's still Pater from Meister. So too, any other form of Hefker that is only for Aniim is also Pater from Meister, just like Laket Shecha and Pea. Ubeisilo Imrim Eino Hefker Achayufkor Afla Shirim Kishmita. Beisilo said, this is not a valid form of Hefker if you're mafkered only for Aniim. The only valid form of Hefker is something that is free for everybody to take, even for Ashirim, just like Shemitah. And Peiros Shemitah is Hefker. Anybody can go into anybody else's field on Shemitah and take the produce of that field. Both Aniim and Ashirim are free to take Peiros Shemitah from somebody else's field. So too, the only valid form of Hefker is similar to Shemitah, something that both Aniim and Ashirim have the right to take. So therefore, according to Beis Hillel, somebody who is master his produce, but only for Aniim, that produce would be chayev in Meiser, as that is not a valid form of Hefker. Kol Emre Asodah Shal Kav Kav Ve'echa Shal Arbet Kavin Ushok. Somebody who bundled up his store, the bundles of a Kav, each bundle was one Kav, and he made one super large bundle of four Kavin. He had one bundle which was four times the size of the other bundles, and he forgot that large bundle of four kavin in the field. Beishami oimrim eino shikha, ubeithilo oimrim shikha. Beishami said, when he forget that one large bundle of four kavin, it would not be shikha. And the guy has to be left for the aniyim. The reason being is that Beishami said later on that it's only shikha if you forget three bundles or less. But if you forget four bundles, it's not shikha. So in this case, even though he only forgot one bundle, but since that one bundle is the size of four bundles, it's as if you left four bundles in the field, and according to Beis Shammai, somebody who leaves four bundles in the field, that is not shikha. Only if you leave three bundles or less would it be considered shikha. While Beis Hillel argues, according to Beis Hillel, it is shikha, and even though this bundle is four times the size of the other bundles, it's still only one bundle, and we don't look at it as if it's four bundles. Instead, we look at it as if it's only one bundle, and therefore, when you forget that one bundle in the field, even though it's a super large bundle, four times the size of the other bundles, it would be shikha, and you have to leave it for the ani. Somebody who put a sheaf of grain next to a gappa, fence made out of stones that are not plastered together, or next to a gadish, a stack of tool, or next to the cattle, or next to the kalim, the utensils that are used for plowing. And he forgets the sheaf next to one of these places. Bishami Aimrim Eino Shikha. Ubeitilo Aimrim Shikha. Bishami said that it is not Shikha, even though you forgot the sheaf, it would not be considered Shikha. While Beitilo holds it is Shikha, and has to be left further on you. The first one explained that we're talking about a case where the person originally had taken the sheaf from the field with in mind to bring it to the city. We have in the mission later on that somebody who takes the sheep with the mind to bring it to the city and he forgets the sheep in the intro, it would not be shikha. Since originally he had taken the sheep from the field with the mind to bring it to the city, even though he forgets about it in the interim, it's not shikha. And that's the case that we're talking about in this Mishnah as well. But in this Mishnah, there's a little bit of a twist. If you put it down in the interim next to one of these things, according to Beis Shammai, even though you put it next to one of these things, the din remains the same, that it would not be shikha, since originally you had it to bring it to the city, even though you forgot it in the interim, it's not shikha. While Beis Hillel holds, this case is different than the case we'll have in the next Mishnah. In this case, since in the interim you put it down next to one of these things, it's apparent that you have changed your mind about bringing it to the city. And instead now you don't plan on bringing it to the city. So therefore, since you forgot about it in the interim, it would be sikha, and you would have to leave it for the Aniyim.
An alternative shot is given for the Mishnah by the Mefarshim. According to this shot, we're not talking about where you had in mind to bring the Omer to the city. We're simply talking about a case where you took the Omer and put it down next to one of these things. According to Beis Shammah, since you put it down next to one of these things, even though you forgot about it for a while, you're eventually going to be reminded about it since you're going to see it next to one of these things, and therefore it is not shikha. While according to Beis Shammah, since you forgot about it, even though you put it down next to one of these things and will eventually be reminded about it, still consider shikha as anything that you forget about is shikha, even though you only forgot about it for a little while and will eventually be reminded about it when you see it next to one of these things.